The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Johnny Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. We do things a little differently. We play What Are the Odds? So put odds on it whenever you call, text, tweet. And if you miss the first hour, we had lots of good stuff, man, all over the board. And just a fun first hour. We got an even more fun second hour planned for you. We're going to give away the last seats to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic tomorrow. I think these are the last ones, correct, John?
I believe so. I'll check the book.
Yeah, so we're going to give away the last available seats, except for, you know, if you show up and get in. But these guarantee you spots. So we'll do a few of them this hour and a few next hour, so stay tuned for those. And we're going to have some more fun. We'll get back to your phone calls here in a minute. I want to bounce something off of AJ, but first, I just want to mention again, if I could, that we're raising money for cancer research with the Terry Fox Run, which I'm doing Sunday. And I know I'm off to a late start on this. So if you can donate a little bit, it'd be great. It all goes to cancer research. It's for a fantastic cause. It's a great event that's happening Sunday. If you want to participate in it, it doesn't cost anything. You just basically just try to raise some money. So I'm going to tweet out the link, and it's on my Facebook page as well. If you want to be part of Team Fowler and get some other people to donate, then please sign up and become part of it. We're just trying to raise a few bucks for cancer research. And if you don't have Twitter or Facebook and you want to know how you can help, just email me, fowler975@gmail.com.
A couple of people have asked me about the odds on Diaz and McGregor. And current odds, plus 300 on Diaz, minus 400 on McGregor. So,
ooh,
if I were a betting man, I don't usually bet big favorites, but I'd say I like Diaz at plus 300. You're talking about a guy fighting at 170 for the first time ever. Diaz is not a slouch. I mean, he's not a top three, you know, fighter in his weight class, but he's not a bum, and he's two weight classes up from where McGregor's been used to fighting. You're talking about 25 pounds. That's a lot of weight. And 15 pounds more than he was expecting to fight at, you know, 2 days ago.
Plus, I'll just say, I think you bet against Conor McGregor every fight.
Because Conor McGregor's always a crazy, obnoxious
yeah, and I, favorite. I think you're due to be right. Well, plus, you give me plus 300, I'll take that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. If this were a pick 'em fight, I'd probably pick Conor. But 3-1, you're telling me that they fight three times and McGregor's going to win all three of those, given all the circumstances? Not for me.
Casey?
Asked about Paxton Lynch as a possible quarterback.
I love Paxton Lynch. That's my guy. I may be wrong. And it's hard to judge quarterbacks. You don't know. That is the toughest position. But you talk about a guy with size, mobility, good arm. I like him a lot. And I've seen a lot more of him.
You like him for the first round?
Yeah, I do like him for the first round.
Okay.
And I think he's gone before 22. I think somebody – a lot depends on what happens. Because there's some teams in that top 10. I assume the Browns are probably going Jared Goff. And they have to go quarterback, but I assume that'll be their guy. And then somebody's going to fall in love with Carson Wentz. So it just kind of comes down to, okay, what if those two guys are gone and the Rams are on the clock? Rams are taking Paxton Lynch. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. But if it gets to them and both those other two quarterbacks are gone. Now, if only one quarterback's gone and the Rams wind up taking, they may like Lynch better than Wentz. I do think there's a good chance one of those guys is sitting there for the Texans at 22. I've been dorking out on mock drafts, and there's a lot of them that have as many as 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the first round. There's some that have as few as 2. And it's just, we don't know yet because these guys have to go through interview process and combine and everything else. Speaking of interview process, can I throw something out at both you gentlemen?
Yeah.
Worst questions ever asked at the NFL Combine. This is according to a player who is Austin Lane. He basically wrote down the worst questions he was asked. So I'm going to ask you guys these questions, and you can either first tell me if you think that's an appropriate question for the scouting combine, and then feel free to answer or not.
Okay.
These are all real questions. Boxers or briefs?
That's not an appropriate question.
No. What the hell? What are you going to learn from that?
I mean, maybe you're going to learn if they're loose and, you know, maybe you learn something about their lifestyle.
What does that tell you about someone's lifestyle?
I mean, if they like to live dangerously, maybe you're going to find someone who says, I don't wear underwear.
Okay. See, I wear boxer briefs.
Okay.
So it's not an either-or question.
Then, I mean, maybe that lets them know that you're versatile.
Either that or I'm ducking the question.
Maybe.
All right. Do you think your mother's attractive?
Oh.
John, you want to answer that? You can jump
in. Is it appropriate?
Is it appropriate?
Before today, I would have said no, but listening to Russillo and Connell, they kind of put it to where this is basically the 1% of Americans that are going to be able to be in the NFL. So this might be the biggest job interview that anybody's ever going to have. So I think that the way they put it was almost anything should be on the table, but the way that you answer them shows the people that are interviewing you if you're a crazy person or not. So I would have said it's inappropriate before today, but I think all of these questions, I saw this story, all of these questions I think are appropriate for the NFL. But no, I don't think my mom is attractive.
Ooh.
Or sexy.
Well, it didn't ask sexy, it asked attractive.
Attractive.
Am I attracted to my mother? No.
No, that's not what it asks. So you're telling me your mom is an ugly woman?
You're being very standoffish, John.
I'm not.
This is a job interview.
Yeah, well, I respectfully disagree with both Russillo and Connell. I think that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But the question is, do you think your mother's attractive? Not, do you want to bang your mother? Are you sexually attracted to your mother, Oedipus? It's, do you think your mother's attractive?
The way that question is presented, it seems to me that it's asked like, do you find your mother attractive? And I would say no. And by attractive, I feel like they're trying to get me to say, yes, I feel like I'm attracted to my mother.
Why can't you just say, well, my mom's obviously an attractive woman because she has lots of men that like her. But, you know, if you're asking me if I want to bang her, absolutely not. Why can't you answer it that way?
I feel like all of these are yes or no questions. They're going to tell you yes or no. Like, answer it yes or no.
Oh, no, I'm not.
I feel like if someone asked me that question in a job interview, I would just stare at them awkwardly. Ask me that question.
Do you think your mother's attractive? Okay, that's a good stare. You know what
It's kind of like I'm taken aback a little bit by the question, so I'm making a face and backing my head away from you. Like,
I'm sure every...
What's your problem? You're a weirdo.
I'm sure every normal person interviewing for the combine that gets questions like these will have that same look on your face.
See, I would just look at him and say, no, but I think you're very attractive.
That will get you dropped to the 7th round.
Yeah, been picked by the Rams, and then I'm on a practice squad. You have dreads. Do you smoke weed? That one I can't really answer, but yes, on the weed. Okay, here's the ones that are kind of silly.
And that's obviously a valid question.
If you could get away with murder, would you kill someone?
I don't think I have anyone right now that I would need to murder. But there have been times when I was like, oh, if I could get away with that, that'd be nice.
Well, like small penis Hitler, if I could go back in time and murder him, I would do that. But, okay. If you had to murder someone, would you use a gun or a knife?
God, you have to really hate someone to kill him with a knife, I feel like.
Yeah, because
that's a very intimate
It's a very
murder.
Vengeful thing. And you can take your time and make it slow, and you can chop off really important pieces a little bit at a time.
Gun killing is way easier than knife killing, I feel.
Yeah, but those are real questions that were asked.
For I don't think those. I don't think those were inappropriate.
Okay.
Trying to measure the psyche of a person, I'm guessing, because if you, I am sure that they've gotten answers like, "Yes, I will kill somebody, and I would use a knife."
I would just ask you, dude, are you going to be Greg Hardy and throw your girlfriend onto a bed full of guns or not? I can imagine Joey Bosa trying to answer those questions. Huh?
Nick just sent a picture of Russell Westbrook, which I think that's the exact face I made, right?
Yeah, that's the face.
That's the face I made when someone asked me if my mother's attractive. I said,
yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Now, get back to the PG. That's program, and it's easy. Trey is back, New Jack's a man hollow.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And I know those are questions, psychological questions designed to see people's reactions more than anything. I just think they're kind of silly.
Still weird.
Yeah, it's very strange. I would come up with some very different ones, though. Just, you know, do you feel you have a large penis? Has your mother seen your penis?
No, that's weird.
Since you were a baby? Yeah, yeah, see how they would react. I had a lot of people saying, I wonder how Aaron Hernandez answered those questions.
Well, Aaron Hernandez, if he knew he could get away with it.
Yeah, a gun for sure. If I'm going to murder someone, it will be a gun. Yeah, mom banged her. Yeah, yeah, that's how I answered. Bill Belichick took him anyway. So, 713-780-3776. I get what they try to do with these things. I also think when you consider the atmosphere you put them in, I don't know that you're actually getting what you want out of that, because it's basically like speed dating. You're going around interviewing a bunch of players and you're asking these questions.
You're not really getting to know these guys.
No, and that's it's helpful in some ways, but to me, I wouldn't be wasting my time with trying to get, you know, the reaction to how they feel about being attracted to whether or not their mother's attractive. I'd be, you know, more interested in finding out what they are as football players, unless they're playing a position where I need them to think.
Right.
713-780-ESPN. Let's try some phone calls. How about Brandon? What is up, Brandon? Brandon?
Sports, guys.
Hey, sports.
Yo.
Hello.
You're on, man. Go.
Hey, you hit it on the head, man. They just want to see the reaction. But I think that, more importantly, they want to find out how quickly you're going to answer that question. You know, they want an answer right away, first thing that comes to mind. Because I think it says a lot about a person's confidence and whether or not they're comfortable in their own skin, whether or not all the money and the glamour is going to change them in the future, you know?
Yeah, except let me ask you this. Your interview with team number 17. And you've been answering questions over and over and over again. Are you really learning that much about how they think on their feet and what they're going to be as human beings in that session? I just find it hard to believe. That's all. Andy says they should ask about squat cobbler. That was pretty funny. You haven't seen Better Call Saul from my
name? I have seen it.
Okay, yeah. So
I don't want to talk about squat cobbler.
That episode was awesome.
Okay.
That episode was awesome.
Yeah, I'm not into pie sitting.
No, I'm not either, but the fact that he made that up.
And the fact that they made a video, that's great. That show continues to be fantastically written.
Well, and now it really looks like he's about to become Saul.
Yeah.
Which is what I've been waiting for. So, yeah, that was really good. And the second episode of Vinyl was really good, too.
I still haven't watched it.
You'll like it, man. It's a well-done show. It really reminds me, obviously, because of Scorsese, it's going to have this feel to it, but it really feels like a music show with Goodfellas backdrop. That's what it really feels like. And just some of the visual imagery he uses, some of the ways that, you know, some of the shots he uses, it just reminds me a lot of Goodfellas.
Okay. So, I could see that just off the one episode. Yeah, I could see that.
Well, wait till you see the second episode. Okay. there's a lot more in that one where you go, oh, okay, I see what he's talking about now. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's see what Jimmy has to say here on What Are the Odds Wednesday. What is up, Jimmy?
Hey, sports guys. What are the odds that the reason that you had a little loss of signal yesterday is because the other sports radio stations weren't happy about your ratings?
It's a good possibility. Fred discussed that yesterday. I'd like to hope that wasn't the case, but it's entirely possible.
Of course it's possible. And, you know, we'd go knock their tower down, but you guys quit listening to them to listen to us anyway.
Right.
So there's no point. no, I think it's just one of those things that happens. It's unfortunate that it happened yesterday, but, you know, we got it back, and a lot of people got to listen on the app, and we still did giveaways every segment. So
that's right.
Mott says vinyl has a ton of dry spots. It does have some areas where it moves a little slower than others. I think more so the first episode because it was 2 hours. The second one, I thought, moved a little quicker.
Yeah, 2 hours was a little much for me.
It was. I think they could have done it in an hour, but I think even an hour and a half would have been much better.
You still haven't watched the first few seasons of Vikings, have you?
No. I've
started.
I've got them all on the DVR. They're sitting there.
It's so good. The characters are so good.
Now, I mean to get on it. It's one of those that when I do it, I'll watch them all in a weekend. I might do it this weekend because I'm going to have to behave because I got two runs that we're doing. Well, I'm doing. Wife's going out of town, so I'm going to be. And that's what sucks. She's going out of town. I have to be good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back-to-back things this weekend. How about Brian? What is up, Brian? Welcome to the Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday, sir.
Happy What Are the Odds Wednesdays. Mine's not a What Are the Odds Wednesdays. Just a quick question for AJ.
All right.
Just wanted to get a feel on if you thought that it was somewhat disrespectful to Holly Holm and Misha Tate that they're still co-main eventing UFC 196 with McGregor and Nate Diaz just being a bout, not even a championship. Just want to get your thoughts.
Hey, Conor McGregor he's a needle mover. There are very few guys, and this is the same thing if Ronda Rousey was on a card against, I don't know, you name a chick that's not the champion. If she was on a card against Sarah McMahon or someone like that, and there was, you know, a Demetrius Johnson was fighting for the flyweight title, Ronda Rousey headlines the card. It's not a matter of respect or anything like that, or if it's disrespectful. It's a matter of you want to promote and feature the fight that's going to sell the most pay-per-views, and Conor McGregor is going to sell more pay-per-views than Holly Holm or Misha Tate.
Well, and
it could be Conor McGregor fighting a homeless guy, and people would pay for it.
I'd pay for that.
Yeah.
Especially if the homeless guy beat a rat to get the match with Conor McGregor.
There, yeah.
I think of myself as a relatively casual,
right,
to more than a casual fan, but not, you know, I'm not avid about it like you are. If you're asking me which one I would pay for, because, and that's how I judge it, I probably buy 4 pay-per-views a year. The others I'll go to a bar and watch. But if I were going to buy one, I would buy a Conor McGregor fight long before I would buy Holly Holm, Misha Tate. I wouldn't buy that. I might not even go to a bar to see that. I mean, I'd be interested in it.
But you'd watch it. You'd watch it if it was the lead up to.
Right. Yeah. If it's on before that fight, yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, you know, and I'm kind of the guy they're trying to get with the pay per views because I'm interested.
Right.
But I want to see the big names. Now, if it were Ronda Rousey, it'd be exactly the same way. I'd pay to watch her. Even when she was winning in 12 seconds, it was the event part of it. It wasn't great fights, but it was the fact that it was an event.
There were a lot of people who, when Brock Lesnar fought at UFC 100, and he was the main event of UFC 100, even though he was the champion, and he was fighting Frank Mir, who was the interim champion. I mean, it was a title fight, and it was a heavyweight title fight, which made some sense. But George St. Pierre was on that card defending his title as well, and he was, at that point, established as the best fighter in the UFC, and he was the co-main event, and there were a lot of people up in arms about it, but they knew that if you put Brock Lesnar on the poster, that's what was going to sell. And Conor McGregor is on that level that Brock Lesnar was on, that Ronda Rousey is on, that John Jones to an extent is on. If they're in a pay-per-view, people buy it. That's just what it is. They would headline over. It's not just because it's women fighting. They would headline over. Probably headline over the heavyweight title right now.
As somebody who's crazy about it, and let's forget Holly Holm for a minute. Does that bother you? Like, if you know there's going to be a better fight, I mean, it doesn't bother you, obviously, because you understand it. But do you get frustrated when you say, man, this is going to be so much better fight than Kimbo Slice and Dada 5000, and this is the headliner? Okay, bad example, but you know what I'm saying, though. Does that bother you?
No, not really. I mean, as long as the fights are on the card.
And you're going to watch them all anyway, right. So it's probably not a fair question.
But there are fights that I know that I'm watching, a fight that there's times where I'm watching fights that are on the prelims that I know are going to be better fights or more important fights in the long run than fights that are on the main card. And that's happened a lot since they started. They almost always have a women's fight on the main card now. And sometimes it's women that shouldn't be main card fights.
Right.
But because they want women on the cards, they're putting them on and putting guys who have kind of earned their way into those spots are being put on the prelims. But it's part of the business, man.
And a couple questions for you from the text line, and we'll squeeze in some more phone calls. If it ever happens, do you think CM Punk will be a main event on his card?
He probably will, although I think there's enough people who doubt CM Punk that he may be a co-main event, and they'll have some sort of title fight to follow it up, just because there are people like me who...
Well,
they're going to have a hard time.
The Zhong Lees of the world are going to be excited about it.
They'll have a hard time convincing me that CM Punk can fight until I actually see him fight. When Brock Lesnar came up, I knew Brock Lesnar could fight.
Right.
I saw Brock Lesnar fight in Japan. I knew I knew his wrestling background. Obviously, you look at him, that's a bad dude. That wasn't like a sideshow. This has a lot of sideshow feel to it for me, where I don't know if CM Punk even knows the first thing about what he's doing. I've heard he's had like 15, sort of hard sparring sessions and has lost all of them at his gym. I mean, the guy may just be totally clueless. So that might be a tougher sell than a Brock Lesnar, but I'm sure they'll strategically place him on a card. He will be on the poster. He will be one of the guys they're promoting, but they'll have a big fight to back it up in case it's a total crap show.
All right, and the other one, what are the odds McGregor and Diaz don't actually throw punches and just trash talk for 3 to 5 rounds?
No, they're going to fight. These guys, that's the thing about those two guys. They talk, but they love to fight. And for a guy like Diaz, that's all he knows how to do is fight. If he couldn't fight for money, I don't know what kind of job he would have. And I'm not saying that to be like, bash him. He'll say it himself. Nick Diaz says the same thing. These guys are born to fight people.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll blast through these phone calls. We will do our best to get you all on. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Man, I'm just looking at my Twitter feed, and I have a bunch of... I have some hockey stuff on there, mainly because our fantasy hockey and other things. And just a headline. Rangers prospect ejected from KHL playoff game for spearing opponent in groin.
Oh.
I don't need to see that video. Ugh. That's terrible.
What do you think of... John just approached us with the possibility of doing a Sunday show. Not every Sunday, but
right.
The Sunday before the national championship game.
I'm good with that. Especially at the place that, assuming we get fed there as part of the deal.
Oh, yeah. We getting food?
Should be able to. And it's a paid appearance.
Well, not should. Let's make sure we're getting fed there. If we are, I'm in.
Yeah. I'd be in on that, too.
Yeah. Be kind of fun to do a Sunday show again. It's been a while. All right. Let's grab a quick phone call. Roslyn, you were on the Blitz. Happy Wednesday.
Well, hello. Hi, how are you? I'm the principal at Houston Can Academy, and I just want to thank you guys for the advertisement for our campus. Our kids really, really appreciate it.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that. I've actually I've been out there, and I tell you what, man, what you guys are doing for those kids is fantastic. Really appreciate you. And I love how many kids' lives you're changing, because we all know you change one and they go on and change another 10 or 20 and you wind up changing thousands of lives, man. So we really appreciate you guys.
Exactly. I thank you guys. Keep putting us out there and keep those cars coming in so we can get them the supplies they need and uniforms and everything else.
All right, Roslyn. Well, we will keep doing that, and I certainly appreciate the phone call, and hey, thank you again for everything you do.
You're so welcome. And by the way, gymnastics is a sport.
All right. My definition, I don't expect people's definition to be the same as mine. It's an athletic event. You know what's athletic as hell? Professional wrestling. It's not a sport.
Agreed.
Yeah, but that's scripted.
I mean, there's a predetermined outcome.
Yeah, and maybe it's because, as people like to point out, I don't understand gymnastic scoring. No, I can't tell
does that mean like figure skating to you is not?
Yeah, same reason. Okay. Because honestly, I sit there and watch, and I see somebody do the exact same routine, and somebody's getting sixes, and somebody's getting threes. And of course, the extent of my figure skating knowledge is blades of glory. But I mean, if a pixie goes and flips on a bar and it looks exactly the same to me and somebody else says, oh, it's this. Talk about a Richard move by that Rangers prospect. Yep.
Happens, man.
Yeah, it does. A lot of people asking for thoughts on the political race. I gotta be honest, man. I am so disgusted with the whole thing right now. I've been out on all the debates, and I should be getting interested now because at least the Republican field's gotten trimmed down a little. And I do have some thoughts on Donald Trump, but I'm going to save those.
For when?
For when we get a little closer, if it looks like he's actually going to win this thing.
Okay.
Because I see from, and again, this is not from a political standpoint. This is from me as someone who studies the media and how people react or how they act in the media. But I think he has a very specific strategy that is, it's working.
Dude, I honestly, for the longest time, and I think I told you this months ago, I didn't think Donald Trump wanted to be president. I think he wanted to stir some things up. And then when he wanted to get out, he started saying really crazy things, thinking that it would, people would just say, oh, this guy's a lunatic. And then he started getting more votes. The crazier things that he said, the more people liked him. So I don't know. I think he's going to be the Republican nominee. And it's not like there's a great field of guys for him to beat. The guy that if you put a gun to my head and said vote for one of these Republicans, I would vote for that the Kasich guy from Ohio. But he's got no chance of winning. So I don't particularly like either of the Democrat candidates. I'll probably be voting third party like I did a few years ago.
Yeah, What I think Trump is doing, and I won't get into all this, but if you really pay attention to these guys, they just get up there and flat out lie. They will say,
just Trump either.
No, every single one of them. The difference is they kind of hide behind, well, I'm an expert in this and I've done this. They hide behind it, but they'll throw stuff out there that's just completely untrue. And there are fact checkers out there that will go through and check everything they do. And frankly, that's what a lot of people do all the time now. They'll throw something out and claim it's a fact and move on.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's doing that, and he's kind of making it clear that he's doing that. It's like, well, if you're going to lie, I'm going to lie. I'm going to lie better because I have a great TV personality. And He's talking about 40% unemployment in this country. That's just ridiculous. And people are, oh, he's right. He's right. I think it's fascinating. I really do. I don't know what it means for our country. But let's try some more. What are the odds? How about, let's go Eugene. What is up, Eugene? Eugene? Hello, Eugene.
Sports, Eugene.
Eugene, you there? Oh, Eugene wasn't there. Poor Eugene. Waited a long time to get on this show, and I really wanted to get him on this show.
Well, it happened.
I don't know why I'm going redneck all of a sudden.
I don't either.
I just think it... I feel bad for Eugene.
Seems unnecessary.
Probably so. Let's try Robert. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I just wanted to get y'all's opinion. What are the odds the Cowboys go pass rusher or something towards that run stopper? And then I just kind of thought of a second one a little bit ago. What do you think there's going to be another match between Gracie and Shamrock? I was kind of disappointed by that match.
I don't want to see another fight of that. I think we've seen enough, right?
Yeah. It kind of gets lost because the other match was so awful. But that wasn't very good either. And and even watching it, it didn't even look like he was hitting him.
No.
And he was pumping away and Shamrock wasn't defending himself, but I don't know that he was even hitting him. It was just, that fight was brutal. I was just hoping one of them would be good. And I kind of thought maybe those, you know, Kimbo and Dada go out there and start throwing bombs at each other and you get an early knockout, but at least it's entertaining. But they tried that. And then it turned into a guy almost dropping dead.
Two guys almost dropping dead.
Yeah. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, Kimbo survived.
Yeah.
That.
Tony says, did gymnastics 18 years not a sport? Judge sports or athletic events no different than ice skating or diving? See, that's my opinion on it too. And I know people are. It's really just an opinion of how you define things. But that's exactly how I look at it. Is if it's judged and you don't have a score, and then people will come back at me with, well, you have referees in sports, but they're not putting the score on you unless they're Tim Donaghy,
right?
So,
but that's tough, man, because if you gymnastics, there's but it's judging, but then so does prize fighting.
Well, and that's the thing, and that one's a little bit, and that's where you can kind of catch me a little bit, but what I can come back with is,
because there's no way you can't consider boxing or MMA a sport. Right.
I mean,
there's no way you can say that's not a sport.
But you can knock somebody out in those two.
True.
And then the scoring doesn't matter. The scoring only comes into play if you don't knock somebody out or tap somebody out, which does happen a lot, but it's not solely based on judging unless those things don't happen.
All right, guys, going to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. And listen, you can, if you're accused of DWI, you can do a couple different things. You can roll over, hire some lawyer out of the phone book and, you know, pray that he's got a good relationship with the judge. Maybe he takes it easy on you. Or you can actually fight it. And that's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He is one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. What that means, he's experienced in telling the truth about the faults in police science to juries and actually going in front of judges and juries and defending these cases, not just copping a plea deal, actually taking these things to trial. Not a lot of lawyers are experiencing going to trial with these. A lot will take cases, but not experiencing going to the trial phase. Listen, if you failed the breath or blood test, don't give up hope and don't take your chances and put your future and your money in the hands of someone who doesn't really know what they're doing. If it's DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Join me in the ESPN 97.5 road crew at Sam Houston Race Park Saturday. Come out for the live thoroughbred racing, the ESPN handicapping contest, and tons of fun. We'll be upstairs from 7 until 9 in the special ESPN 97.5 section. Everyone is welcome. Watch, wager, and win with Sam Houston Race Park and ESPN 97.5. And I'll make a deal with you guys. If we get $500 in donations for the Terry Fox run, I will take 100% of my winnings from Sam Houston Saturday night and donate them. I'll start with a $200 bankroll, and everything I win will go to cancer research. Before we get to the gem of the day, Texter said, held on for over an hour, and I can't hold on any longer. Well, sorry you were on that long, but hey, it's a popular show now, man. What are the odds of Dana White throwing fighters under the bus publicly will cost the UFC three or more of the next five high-profile free agent fighters to Bellator, from Boyd?
I don't think – I mean, when you talk about high-profile guys, if you're talking about guys like Benson Henderson, and this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Benson Henderson, not a needle mover. When you hear, oh, Benson Henderson's headlining, are you running out to drop your $60? No. And that's what the UFC realizes. Now, are they going to lose some good fight? Is Benson Henderson a good fighter? Yeah.
Was he a better fighter 3 years ago, though?
Yeah. Yeah. And is he one of the 10 best lightweights in the world? I'd say yes. But is he a guy that you remove him from the UFC's roster and suddenly they're like, oh, we're going to make less money? Remember, it's a business, man. It's not like football where, you know, the 52 or 53 best guys make it onto a roster, and even that doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
Sometimes it's about business, and with the UFC, it's about, you know, any sport that's about a pay-per-view type thing, it's about who is going to make them money. Who makes it's about how much money you bring in versus how much money you're paid. And Benson Henderson wanted to get paid an amount where it didn't make sense for them anymore to keep him around because they think they can bring in as much money without him.
Who moves the needle is what it comes down to. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Got the Gem of the Day from our good friend Eric from Carbach, the brewer over there at Carbach. And he sent me this morning. And he said, this is Gem of the Day material, right? I read it. It's absolutely Gem of the Day material. A 16-year-old gamer from Moscow has won a prize for being the 100,000th visitor to a website selling virtual ammo for Counter-Strike. Tuesday was the day that Russia celebrated Defender of the Faithland Day, which I don't really know what that means. But this 16-year-old won a prize.
Niet.
His name's Ruslan Shedrin. He is very excited, and his prize is 1 month with a porn star. I don't know if there's rules on how what he's allowed to do, but he said, my friends are happy for me, and some are even envious. I saw her. I liked everything. She has a nice size. I don't know what that means, but that sounds very Borat-ish. She has a nice size. I like your size.
Duh.
So, oddly enough, no one in his family mentions his successful acting career when they were interviewed. He's been in 20 films and a TV series. The woman who appears to be the boy's mother says that she is against his meeting with the porn star, stating that time...
Appears to be his mother?
Yeah. Stating that time is precious for his studies.
Is his mother attractive?
No picture of shown of the mom.
Okay, just checking.
Here's the mother's quote. I'm strongly against this. He has exams. He has studies. What do you mean, a month with a porn star? They can give us 100,000 rubles. We'll be very happy, said Vera. No one mentions the subject of possible sex between the teenager and the porn actress. He says he wants to take her out to the museum and movies on behalf of the actress, Ekaterina Makarova. She said that she didn't have a problem with being a live prize, and she was contacted by the undisclosed website about 3 months ago to participate and eagerly agreed. If he's uncomfortable living in a hotel, he can stay at home. It's up to him to decide, Makarova said. So there you go. That's the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The
Rock Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I had like four of them that were okay, that weren't that good.
So, that was a good one?
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right.
So what we'll do next segment is maybe I'll pull a couple of those out and we'll do non-sportsy just for a segment because I've been pretty sportsy today with all the questions.
I've got a did you see the Steph Curry video game dilemma?
I did.
We need to discuss that.
Yeah, because we always joke about the Warriors or they look like a video game.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're better than a video game.
They're too good.
Well, do we have time to do that, John, or should we save that? Oh, no, he's already playing music. I think that's a good way of saying you don't have time to do that now. You know what I can do right now, though? Give away some seats to the Blitz Poker Classic. Qualifier. Callers 15, 16, 17, you win a seat in the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday. That's tomorrow. Last chance qualifier at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7, and you have to register to play by 6:45, even if you win the spot. Top 25 get a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. And if you don't win these, you can still play. Just get out there. Make sure you're there. If you get there about 6:30, 6:45, you should be fine. But this is the last chance to qualify. And I'm not going to tell you you're winning our nuts, even though it says that on here. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.